Right, the Argentina embassy is looking for the grandchildren of people who were kidnapped or who disappeared during the dictatorships of the 70s and the 80s. And they've launched an international campaign to find the descendants of those who were taken and connect them to their place of origin. It's a really, really fascinating story. And, of course, we could all help. We are joined now by Maria Florencia Segura, who is the chargé d'affaires at the Argentinian embassy to South Africa. A very good morning to you, and thank you for your time this morning.
Hello, Bogani. How are you? Good morning to all your great audience that is hearing us.
Thank you very much for taking the time to just explain this story to us. It starts, of course, during the civil military dictatorships that we saw in Argentina in the late 70s and the early 80s. Just how brutal were those regimes?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Bongani, for having the time to refer about our campaign. This campaign is called Help Us to Find You. And as you said, during the 70s, since 1973 to 1983, there was a dictatorship in Argentina, a military and civic dictatorship. And during those times, there was a systematic plan for disappearing people. And also the children, the babies, girls and boys from these people that were kidnapped, the military they kidnapped these children, and these children that now they might be my same age, around in their 40s, these babies were given to another families, their identities were stolen and were falsified. So the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Argentina, together with the movement of human rights, with the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo. This is a movement of grandmothers that since the 70s, they started fighting to recover the identity of their grandchildren. And together with the Commission for Identity, the National Commission for Identity, started a campaign just to recover the identity of all those children. Now they are adults, and they could be living abroad in different countries.
You've started this campaign because, of course, of the Grandmotherhood Index, which basically can prove biological ties between these children with their grandparents, which I think is quite extraordinary. But do you believe some of these children were sent to countries around the world?
Yeah, of course. I have been serving my country in Spain, and I was very lucky while I was working as a consul in Spain, and we could recover the identity, and we could recover some grandchildren that were living in Spain, because the families that are living in Argentina, you know that through the technology of the DNA test, they could match, and they could recover children that were living in Spain. So they could also be living in South Africa, in the U.S., and any part of the world.
So how would somebody in their 40s even begin to think that they could be one of the people you are looking for?
Yeah, we are just calling to someone who could have doubt about their identity, someone who could believe that he's a daughter or a son of someone who disappeared in Argentina, or he might have some doubt of their origin, that they could come to all of our consulate and embassies abroad, to our embassy in South Africa, and our diplomats and our consuls have been trained to give them proper advice and to help them to do this DNA test with the National Bank of DNA that it is in Argentina.
So far, you've identified, around 130 people, with 350 more still missing.
Exactly, that's true. The grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, they could recover 130, but we know that there are still 350 adults. So that's why this campaign is very important, and why we are very engaged in this campaign.
Did many of the parents simply never return?
Exactly, yeah. Unfortunately, some of them, they were kidnapped. And also they were, the military, they were thrown away from airplanes. But we do still have some grandmothers that are very hopefully waiting to just to receive their grandson and granddaughter. And also their families, they are cousins, their aunties that are waiting for them. So this is part of our history. And I do believe that it is part of also recovering the right to identity.
Maria Florencia Segura, thank you very much for your time this morning. The Child Affairs at the Argentinian at Argentina's embassy to South Africa. So if you've got questions about your identity, about your origins, you may be one of the missing Argentinian children. A brutal military dictatorship took these children from their families, as you heard there from Maria. Some of these people were thrown off planes and their children were sent around the world, identities falsified, never to return. You can contact the Argentinian embassy or consulate closest to you if you've got questions.